We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let me take you to the Queen Side.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We got a packed show coming up for you.
Super packed.
Gonna be a fun one. Going to talk a little NBA draft. Plenty to discuss with the Washington Commanders. Have an interview with Cole Holcomb you'll hear a little later, talking about some schematic changes. Obviously, everything that happened yesterday at the Capitol, the hearing, the fallout, the information contained in Carolyn Maloney's letter, her briefing, I mean, just continues to pour out. If you haven't seen any of that, I mean, Mike Phillips is going through it line by line. I would recommend checking out his Twitter. It's remarkable, the things that seem to be going on.
Oh, yeah.
But we start with B. Mitch's golf yesterday.
Three holes.
Can I address one thing?
What?
I said, I'd love to go. For me, it's kind of far, and I'm worried with the weather we won't actually get to play.
Yeah.
And you were like, it's light rain. Don't worry about it.
Well, they say it's going to be light rain, but you know what? The weather changes. And that's why I always say weathermen, people get mad at them, but the weather will change. We got out there. It was sunshine. And then all of a sudden, when we got to the third, right at the third hole, we hear the horn to let you know to get inside. And when we get inside, 15 minutes later, it looked like it was 8:30 at night. And then, you know, I don't deal with the lightning flashing through the air. And, you know, I was like, hey, y'all put these blinds down.
You respect lightning, you respect snakes.
Yeah, so I was inside with cigars and bourbon. It ended up being a great day anyway.
You enjoyed yourself.
Yes.
Now, here's what I think. I think you're missing how you tell the story.
Yeah.
You went and played RTJ.
Yep.
Our dear friend Brian Burroughs.
Yep.
Appreciate the invite. Glad B got to make it. All I know is you played RTJ and you finished one under. That's the way to tell that story.
Doesn't matter
how many holes you played.
But, you know, it's like I came to play. And B know I came to play yesterday. And I given him this because he was playing with the R10. Last time we had played, I said, I got something
What's
for you.
What's the R10?
That's what telling me. Remember before they started making the M's.
Oh, okay.
And I said, I got something for you.
Oh, I had an R7 at one point. I remember.
Yeah.
Those were the first ones with the adjustable weights and everything.
So I had the Ryder Cup edition of the Sim 2 Max. And I said, here, put this on that thing. Play with this from now on. Every ball he hit was dead straight, too.
That's crazy.
He was like, man, he said, ever since you gave me that, brother, I hit my driver straight.
So
we both were ready to go, just the weather did not cooperate.
Landfill, to give you an idea of how many spare golf clubs Brian Mitchell has laying around. So he just gave our buddy Burroughs a driver yesterday.
I gave Pete one.
Pete still plays the one
I gave Pete what, an M2, M1.
He's finally going to get fit for a new driver. He's like, I've been playing the one B. Mitch gave me.
Jay Flowers, my buddy, got one.
You gave me a hybrid at one point.
Yep.
How many full sets of golf clubs do you think you could make between your garage and the back of your truck?
I used to be able to make about four or five, but now it's only one and maybe some drivers and hybrids and things of that nature. That's it.
I mean, you don't need four sets of irons, dude.
I mean, I used to have one in the car. I had one at Piedmont. I had one over... when I was at Chantilly, it was there. And then I had a set that stayed at home in Louisiana.
That's
so when you're traveling, you don't have to take them with you.
Yeah, dude, I get that. And I think it makes sense to have, like my father-in-law, they have the place down at the beach, so he has a set there and a set at home. Mm-hmm. That way you don't have to.
But
and it's one of them's just his old set. When he got new clubs, he took it down
there.
Let's
think about this, too. So, you know, you go to buy a set of clubs, and they're like $1,700, $1,800. And you can get them for $600, $700, $800 tops. You seem to get more stuff than you want. Got little deals, little hookups. I know people. Met my guy, saw my guy the other day.
Gotta go see Johnny Mac, baby.
I saw my other guy the other day at the, what's it called? He said he got me a hybrid. So, cool. I'm going to get that from TaylorMade.
Hey, can't argue with it. The only thing I need are new wedges, which I think I actually have new wedges coming that I need to.
I just got a whole
good reminder. So yesterday afternoon, I had to run around a little bit. All I want to do is go play golf or hit balls. Mm-hmm. My place is closed for the KPMG, which starts today. We got actually put Golf Channel on because I want to watch some of that. I don't know when the ladies' coverage usually is.
What is the Golf Channel number? Landfill.
Of all the things we should remember, we never remember. I want to say it's like 590 or 890 or something.
I think Landfill should know this.
Yeah. Jeff Walker, write this down on your piece of paper that we're not allowed to throw away. Lord knows we'll keep it. Dude, so I ended up just, I'm home solo. Lauren and the girls are at the beach. They're coming home tomorrow. And it's remarkable how my home can turn into like, there's no kids around. It's
quiet.
It's silent. It's shockingly silent. My dog just lays down like he's not getting chased around, getting his tail pulled.
Banks do all the time.
Yeah, Banks is pretty chill. Yeah. But I ended up watching that hockey game. I had a good dinner. I went and got, you would have loved it. You've been to Millie's. We've been to Millie's before. Yeah. So good little restaurant right by my house. And they had this seared tuna, like entree, banging with a miso ginger. It was banging. And then just went home. Did you watch any of the hockey last night?
No.
So I am very.
I just got a text from one of my buddies saying, I still have the Scotty Cameron I got from you.
A putter? You're just giving away Scotty Cameron putters?
I don't know if I just gave it to him. I probably gave it to him like a price that was like giving it away. I never charge full price.
Do you know what a Scotty Cameron putter costs?
Well, if it's more than $27, you're getting ripped off.
Well, it gets ripped off at a high level because they're like $200-$300. Some of them go up to $400.
I think it's north of that, dude.
Like, that's something because like
maybe the base model you come in at like $350.
And my Bet Nordy was somewhere around.
How much was that?
$400.
And if I had to guess, you're getting a hook.
Yeah, I had a discount little thing that worked out for me that day, and I still pay right.
So NBA draft tonight. NBA draft is always one of my, it might be my favorite draft because the NFL draft is the most compelling and interesting, but I also have to work that. You know what I mean? The NBA draft, I just get to sit back and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And by at least when I was younger, you knew everybody getting drafted because they all played college basketball and mm-hmm. it was like they all wore outrageous suits and it was always just a fun night.
They still wear outrageous suits.
NBA draft is tonight. David Aldridge will join us at 12:30. DA is, you know, one of the best to ever do it. We also got to talk to DA about the hearing yesterday. Peter Rosenberg joins us at 1:30. At 1 o'clock, get your phones out. We will do Bleep You Thursday like we always do on Thursday. Landfill, and these games are always a lot of fun. Landfill has prepared an NBA draft quiz for us.
So they're going to be real names?
There's going to be real names.
And fake names.
And fake names. Oh, that'll Lord. Be at 10:45. 11:30, you'll hear from Cole Holcomb. Obviously, the biggest news in town, from a sports perspective anyway, is yesterday's hearing.
Yeah.
And more information continues to pour out. The organization responded yesterday. And Ron Rivera responded yesterday. I only think it's fair to provide their responses. The organization responded to the hearing with I want to say it was like a 3-page letter, kind of laying out how much they have changed the culture there. And they had, I don't know how to properly call it, but they have what seems like a third party consultant that has done like a checkup of how well they are doing instituting their changes that were recommended in the Wilkinson report. And the changes, by and large, look like they've been, according to this third party, overwhelmingly successful.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, just being there, like seeing the situation, it's changed dramatically. So you got to give them credit on that. If you want to see their, I think Schefter put it out, their statement. If you want to see that, it's available. It's a couple pages long, and it talks about, you know, everything that has happened. But it came from Tanya, Dan, and team president Jason Wright.
All right.
It starts with, it's an internal letter, I guess, that is going to people that work for the team to say, hey, obviously you can't miss this. It was all over the media, all over the news. It goes in depth about their transformation, all the different people they've hired, all the, you know, women and people of color they've put into positions of power that isn't exactly normal across the NFL.
Yeah.
So if you want to see that, it's from Schefter. I found it really interesting that Ron Rivera put out a statement. Just, you know, he wanted to share his thoughts. And you can check it out at, he's at Riverboat Ron HC. There's a lot there, but just that I think this is worth reading. These investigations into inappropriate workplace issues predates my employment. I cannot change the past, but I would hope that our fans, the NFL, and Congress can see what we are doing, everything in our power to never repeat those workplace issues, and know that our employees are respected, valued, and can be heard. Change the culture, check. Win, working on it.
So I asked this question, though.
Sure.
And I wonder if Congress has ever looked at this. They're having the hearings to try and get everything changed. Right?
Yep.
Make it a better workplace. And based off of what we're hearing from Ron and everybody else, things have changed. Roger Goodell kept stating that yesterday. Aren't you really getting what you wanted? Or is it not, you're necessarily not trying to get something that you necessarily want. You just want a result of what you want, or you're never going to be satisfied. Because as I left here yesterday, and I saw like texts that I was getting during the show, and I saw looking at different tweets, and I talked to people. Many people feel like we all agree things were horrible, and a lot of atrocious things were done. But ultimately, it was all a longer period of time ago. And now that it's coming out, many people act like that is exactly what's happening today. And I don't know if it's exactly that. And I wonder if you get any credit for it. Because, you know, hey, let's get straight. I've been hard on them about tons of things. That thing, I'm normally up to date on what I'm talking about. But even those things. But I'm just wondering, will it always be judged based off of what was? Now, I'm going to judge everything off of winning myself for the most part. And I'm not talking about those situations, but I really care about the team trying to win. I care about them being reputable and all that. But you have to give credit. I'll say, for what Ron stated, give them a little bit of credit for what they tried to do, because it doesn't seem like it's happening.
Totally. So yesterday, I think we learned a lot. Like, there are terrible allegations being made, mm-hmm. right? And if they're all proved true, it's awful. And Roger Goodell and the NFL claim that's why they hit him with a $10 million fine, and that's why Dan's been removed from day-to-day operations.
Mm-hmm.
I think for a lot of people, those things feel hollow, because there's legitimate questions if he's actually removed from day-to-day operations. And remember, the day the suspension came out, Dan's lawyers went out of their way to point out he's not suspended,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, sometimes I think if there was a little more humility, would help.
But they never used the word suspended anyway.
Right.
I think the NFL, if he was being suspended, say that. They say he will be, indefinitely removed.
Removed, that sounds like right.
But it didn't say suspension. You can solve a lot of it by just saying the word. Because it seems like a semi-suspension to me.
I also think, to me, there's two things. The folks that are going after the politicians are trying to win political points here. The people that were wronged that have come forward and those that have chosen to stay private, like, those are the people that deserve justice or whatever it is they're looking for. They deserve to be heard, right? I think the real question is, were the crimes, indiscretions, problematic behavior, whatever you want to call it, that clearly went on 10, 15 years. I mean, the time span of all this stuff is really pretty long. Is that greater than the change they've made in the last 2 years? And is it great enough to get Dan removed? I think from the NFL's perspective, they say no. I think they've pretty clearly said no. Otherwise, you know, something would have happened already.
I guess the NFL went through it like this. A lot of stuff was going on. We didn't know. We found out. We addressed it. We punished. And things are now moving into the direction we feel they should be. And they're happy with it. But do I also understand the other side, that they're not happy. And I believe that they won't be happy only if someone Zane is removed. But as we've said many a time, I don't think that's happening.
I don't think so. If that was going to happen, wouldn't it have happened by now?
I would think so.
And let's be real. It's possible the NFL went to Dan and was like, listen, we think it might be a good idea if you sell. We're happy to facilitate that. And he was like, no. If you're Dan, he's already pretty hated by the fan base. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much lower can his stock go? And if he owns it now, imagine they pull off say it works out great with Carson Wentz, and they go 11-6, and they win a playoff game. And then if they go 11-6, do the politicians in Virginia feel a little different next year when the budget comes up?
What you're saying may sound, it's not that easy, but you know what? It is that. And it's unfortunate that a winning football team gets more respect than all the other stuff. That's not my opinion. My thought process, how I would think about it, but it's what people think. You get what I'm saying? If this team was winning much more, I don't think a lot of the stuff as it's going would be. And that's an unfortunate thing for how we operate here in the United States of America, where sports is everything. Everything else, second nature.
It's just crazy because if we're upset about what happened, and we should be because it was wrong, then the winning game shouldn't matter. It's this weird double standard.
That's not how it is. And I know people try to act like, but they know. That's not how it is, though.
Certainly not. Certainly not. Here's what we need to do. We need to run through some of the details that came out yesterday, kind of what it means going forward, specifically about this subpoena. We've talked to some experts. That Howard Gutman was on with Grant and Danny yesterday. By and large, don't expect Dan to land at Congress.
I told you when she said it, it was more of a grandstand move. You got to get all these different people to vote on this. You can't make that statement. You got to make sure you have that in your pocket already.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up next, you'll be joined by Mike Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch. He was at the hearing yesterday. We'll break all the insanity down for us. Philly joins us via the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. Philly, what up, man? How you doing, bud?
Yeah, what's up? I'm in your neck of the woods here, down on Half Street.
Yeah, what? You're welcome to come in.
Why didn't you just walk into the studio?
Yeah, you could have just come in. We can get Jeff to come get you.
You're on Half Street, and you're talking to us off of Half Street. It's like sitting in the back of the seat. You're in the back seat. I'm in the front. We're on the phone together.
Let's just put it all out there, then. I'm down here at the MLS announcement. I think it's out there now. They're hosting the All-Star game next year. If not, surprise, we just broke the news. Congratulations to them. I think that's out there. They have food here, so I would need certain assurances before walking down
first,
the street.
One thing about the Beamish and Finley show, we get food damn near every day. Somebody's going to foot the bill.
Phillips, you walk in here.
If you walk in here, I promise you food.
And maybe even a cocktail. If you come in after 1 o'clock, you never know.
My kind of program.
Yeah, exactly. So you were there yesterday, right?
I was not inside the building. No, okay. I was not inside the room. They limited the number of people.
Okay.
But, you know, I was essentially watching it the same way everybody else was, and, you know, you get the interviews after.
What stood out to you from a actual action point?
Yeah, so, you know, it made me think of Ron Rivera. You know, what does he always say? You got to focus on what's important, not what's interesting. I thought there was a lot of interesting during the 2.5 hours. And, you know, it's, hey, we can all giggle about, you asked about the Barstool guy or asked about the Flategate or, you know, she's like banging her gavel and nobody cares. Like, there was a lot of interest. I thought what was important was in the documents that were released as well. And we're still going through those. There appear to be more than 1,000 pages of testimony and documents, you know, dropped by these guys yesterday. So there's going to be some serious sorting through, you know, putting some of it out there as we go. You know, one, you have a more fuller accounting of what happened during that time frame, which is bad. But two, which I think is more important as we go forward here, the team's narrative is, yeah, things were bad. We've noted that. We've apologized for that. We've done our time. But now things are good. And I don't want to dispute that because I think they made a lot of really good improvements.
I think they should use the word getting better instead of good because it means like
they
improved. Right. Yeah.
That's fair. And, you know, I think Jason Wright has done a lot of good things. And I think the leadership there does care, and certainly Ron Rivera cares deeply, you know, about inclusion and you know, welcoming workplaces and things like that. But what we also learned was, even post, you know, change, even post Jason being hired, Ron being hired, Dan Snyder was still doing stuff in the background that was, you know, questionable at best in terms of sending private investigators to the cheerleaders' houses, offering hush money to them to not talk to the media anymore about this. You know, he hasn't kept his hands clean since he was told to keep his hands clean. I think that's ultimately going to be of concern to the NFL office.
The thing, like what you're saying about things were interesting and things like that and important, but when I watched the thing yesterday, and I know both sides, Republican and Democrat, were trying to have their talking points.
Yeah.
And I think they lost a great opportunity to really show that – people that had a real, real concern about this, that we are trying to change things and make it better. And I think both sides missed that point.
I'd love to build on that because, you had Roger Goodell in front of you for 2.5 hours to answer any question you would ask of him. And all these people come through and they take their 5 minutes trying to get on the 11 o'clock news.
Exactly.
Instead of asking Roger Goodell questions. I mean, how much, what would you do to get Roger Goodell on your radio program for 2.5 hours to answer any question you have? Like, what an opportunity. Mm. We'll never get that opportunity. We get a question at a press conference once a year to him, and they chose to instead do their cheap little talking points instead of asking the man questions.
Yeah,
totally. Totally.
I think they could have got a lot more accomplished and moved. I understand that they're out there, they're initiating and trying to pass bills and all to get things changed up. Focus on that. Focus on how he can help things move forward instead of it turned into a damn cartoon to me.
Totally. So I think moving forward, right, the one action item is this subpoena that the chairwoman Maloney said she's going to enact. Do you believe, one, the subpoena ends up happening, and two, that Dan will actually end up in front of Congress?
Yes and no in that order. I do believe the subpoena will happen because, I think these politicians have learned that if they hit this button, a tweet comes out. Like, if they talk about Dan Snyder, they get to be on TV, they get to be on the radio. So I think she's going to keep hitting the button. Do I think Dan Snyder's going in front of Congress? No way. And look, let's just call this what it is. If I were Dan Snyder's advisor, if I were on the boat with him right now in France, I would tell him, you do not go in front of Congress. That's not going to end well. It's going to end very poorly for you. You're sitting on this boat until this thing passes in November.
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance it happens.
I'm kind of thinking that they have to go through to actually get a subpoena. I don't think that happens either. Not by next week, as she stated.
Yeah, it has to go to the House floor, is my understanding. And I don't know that. I think the folks on the Oversight Committee will approve it, but then I think it actually has to go to the House floor, and I think that might be a different matter. Philly, the one thing that kind of stuck with me from yesterday is a lot of people made the it's not the crime, it's the cover-up, and the allegations that perhaps they didn't cooperate or intentionally tried to make things harder for the investigation. Do you think that will have any legs?
Yeah, I think that one's the one that's got the most legs just in terms of Roger Goodell. Look, the league's clearly tired of him. You know, Roger Goodell broke from the talking points twice yesterday. He refused to defend Dan on using the private investigators, and he wouldn't defend Dan on not coming forward with the 09 allegations. And so, you know, he's tired of these shenanigans, and the other owners are tired of these shenanigans. I continue to believe, I think you guys believe too, there's no way 24 owners are going to vote to get rid of him. I just don't see any way that happens unless they can prove that he was stealing money from the pot. I think that's the only one that would move the needle to a 24-owner degree. But you're watching the gradual erosion of something that was so big and so cool and so famous for so long, and it's just going to keep getting eroded. There were people who watched yesterday who, all right, I'm tired of this thing. I'm done with this thing, yeah. You know? The ratings are going down. The ticket sales are going down. I know the ticket sales are going up right now. But in a broad, like, 10-year term, the ticket sales are going down. I think people are just tired of it. And I don't think, you know, all this being in the news over and over is doing anything other than just further driving those people away.
How much does it, you know, there's a contingent of fans out there that they care about football. They don't care about nothing else outside of it. That they will begin to shut down all of this other stuff. And if the team starts playing better, they could care less about anything else.
I mean, Robert Kraft got to lift a Super Bowl trophy and they cheered him down the street in the parade. Like, the bar is so low as an NFL owner, like, to clear and to be like, hey, you know, like, you're loved. Like, if they win a Super Bowl, if Tanya's on the riser holding up the Lombardi, like, all is forgiven. But, you know, I think the other point I'd make is, you know, this is all focused on the off-the-field stuff. Dan is not innocent on the field stuff either. A lot of the reason that the team has performed bad over the last two decades are decisions he has directly meddled in. So I'm not letting him off the hook on that regard either.
Totally. And I think one of the most interesting things yesterday, I thought, was that Ron Rivera actually commented, right? Because he's smart. He's media savvy. He understands that, you know, a lot of folks are trying to avoid the storm here. And Dan has meddled consistently, and I don't know that he got involved in the Wentz trade, but the Albert Breer story showed that the first day Carson got here, they all went and had dinner at Dan's house, Dan and Tanya's home. So I think the suggestion that he's out of day-to-day operations is silly.
He does every other day. Right. Day-to-day means every day.
Right.
So every other day is okay.
Right. What was the biggest... Like, what's your biggest... one thing that's interesting is I tell people to check out your Twitter, at Michael PRTD. One of the allegations that's a strong allegation from a former chief operating officer over there, this dude David Paukin, alleges that Dan Snyder brought what he thought were call girls on a Final Four trip. And then somebody reached out to you to clarify there were only four people on that plane, and two of them were the University of Maryland president.
And one of them was Tanya, too.
Right. Like, how do you make sense of that? Like, how can one recollection of something be so wildly different than another?
Sure. And here's what you say about Falcon. He was fully under oath. And you remember, we that was one of the points coming out of this roundtable where Tiffany Johnson shared her story. A lot of the women shared their story. They weren't under oath. They were just there to speak. So the people who talked for yesterday's report were full under oath. That's perjury. That's a felony offense if they weren't telling the truth. And so it would be a heck of a whopper to concoct. And if there were only four people on that plane, that feels moderately provable.
Get that little docket. They will tell you.
I don't know what to make of it other than obviously everybody's on full alert, 100% overdrive here and spinning the story and advancing the narrative. But, you know, if that's true, that the story's not true, I'd imagine we'll hear a lot more of it. If not, it's a pretty salacious story. Now, I don't think he should have the team taken from him because he maybe had prostitutes one time. Like,
with the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. But it just contributes to this, for, you know, I talk about this erosion. Like, if we're going to hear a new story like this every couple months, it's exhausting, and it's hard to stay tuned in if you're a fan.
Philly, we appreciate it. Enjoy MLS breaking the news that the MLS All-Star Game is coming to D.C. Is that this year or next year?
Next year.
Okay.
Coming off the World Cup is a good time to have some juice.
Mm-hmm. What is the event you're at?
They're just, you know, down here at Audi Field making the announcement. A lot of big wigs. The mayor's here. You know, I always gotta blow up the mayor anytime I see her. And you know, MLS commissioner's here, so I'll make sure to tell him you said hey.
Yeah, tell him I said hello. Does DC United have juice in Richmond?
Richmond has the minor league club, the Richmond Kickers, and their mascot Kickeroo, the soccer loving kangaroo. Kickeroo. So we got Nutsy the squirrel and Kickeroo the soccer loving kangaroo. So
I'm throwing out the first pitch at the squirrels.
Oh, let's not talk first pitches for God's sakes. I got enough going on. Phillips, thank you.
Everybody's throwing out the first pitch at the squirrel.
I know.
Phillips.
I did it twice.
You are seriously welcome to come in studio when you get done. We got a chair for you. We'll get you a sandwich. We'll take care of you, all right?
I'll see you in a bit.
All right. That's Mike Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Give him a follow at Michael P. RTD. When we come back, time to talk a little NBA draft. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. Follow the show at B. Mitchell Finley. Follow Brian at B. Mitch 30 on Instagram. You follow me at JP Finley NBCS on Twitter and Instagram. Jeff, tell everybody where they find you, Mr. Too Funny.
At Jeff Too Funny. Jeff, the number two, funny, FUNNY.
He's funny. He's not too funny.
I'm too funny. You got to say that boy too funny.
I honestly think Mullins doesn't want people to follow him, so I'm going to tell everybody your handles, Jim.
I mean, you can do whatever you want, but there won't be tweets because Twitter's stupid. No one should be on Twitter.
Preach. Mullins at Mullins1067. So, coming up next, obviously the NBA draft is tonight, and it's always fun. There's always wacky trades. There's a ton of rumors going around that the Wizards are looking to acquire a veteran point guard and maybe their pick.
Kyrie? No, I'm joking.
Oh, boy. I didn't even. Is that possible?
He's supposed to be out there, from what I'm hearing, vaguely.
What would happen if Kyrie landed here?
Woo!
I bet we'd talk more Wizards.
Yes, we would.
Dude, if they had Kyrie and Beal, they'd be a pretty legit twosome, right?
On paper.
Kyrie is a player, man.
He is.
But he's a lot of things.
Yeah. He needs somebody around him that can kind of control him a little bit. But, you know.
I don't know that anyone could control that dude. How much money has Kyrie made?
He played much better when he was with LeBron.
Yeah, but he was playing with Kevin Durant. Like, it's not some schlub.
It's not, but KD don't want to deal with his shenanigans, and I think LeBron didn't mind dealing with it.
You know where, I don't know the cap space or any of that, but as far as, like, who could handle Kyrie, they talk about Heat culture, and you got Pat Riley. Spoelstra has established himself as one of the best coaches in the league.
I think Jimmy Butler doesn't give a damn about what you say.
Jimmy Butler would go hard at him.
Oh, yeah.
A guy like Bam Adebayo. I don't know. I have no idea the cap ramifications if that's even possible.
Well, if you look at the Golden State Warriors who just won it, they don't really worry about cap.
So, coming up next, we got our NBA Draft Night quiz presented by Jim Andrew Mullins, a.k.a. Landfill the 9th.
The 16th.
Now, B, let's just talk a little. I know the kid Jabari from Auburn, they're saying could go number one.
Ball.
I don't know his last name. Smith?
Smith. Smith.
Okay. Well, Jeff just gave us one. Jeff's helping us. The kid Paolo from Duke.
Yeah.
Banchero, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Holmgren's kid, Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga.
Chet Holmgren.
All right, so I think we know the first three picks.
After that
it's going to get pretty interesting.
Oh, no, I know one guy.
Who?
The kid from Kansas.
Abaji.
Abaji, yeah.
We got Abaji.
That's another one.
All right.
And I hear that there's some interest here for Abaji.
There's a kid.
We heard it from our guy.
When we talked to Chase Hughes, he told us about this dude from Australia whose name is like, it's a cool sounding name, like Tyson Daniels or something. Dyson Daniels, something like that.
Mm. So I don't think that's it, though. But
I don't think it is either. Our NBA draft name quiz presented by Jim Andrew Mullins Incorporated.
The 16th.
The 16th. 1 through 15, schlubs. Jim Andrew Mullins, the 16th, gets it done. Comes up next. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.